We turn now in this quarter to a sermon series from Genesis 37 to 50.
那么这一个阶段，我们的信息转到创世纪的第37章到第50章。
And throughout these chapters, we see God's people struggling or living in sin and living with their failings.
在这些经节里头，我们看到神他自己的子民常常在罪的里头挣扎。
The Bible does not hide their sin or their failings.
圣经不把他们的罪恶和他们的失败隐藏起来。
You know how it is with us.
知道，就应用在我们自己的身上也是一样。
When we do something wrong, we like to hide it from ourselves.
如果我们做错了什么事情，我们要瞒着自己。
We certainly like to hide it from each other.
我们更希望能够向别人瞒住。
And we surely don't talk about these things in church.
我们不愿意在教会里谈论这些事情。
Or at fellowship group.
或者在团契里头。
But the Bible puts them all out there in black and white print.
但是圣经把这些事情用黑白纸黑字把它印出来。
The Bible tells Israel and tells us what the forefathers in the faith, what they were really like.
圣经把这个以色列人这些先父他们的信心和行为的一切的真相向我们表达。
And yet the point is not, look how bad Judah is.
但是这里的关键不是让我们去看犹大是何等的败坏。
The point is that despite all of Judah's flaws, God still uses him to accomplish his purposes.
很重要的是,即使犹大是那样子的败坏,神仍旧来用他,成就他自己的目的。
And that's the point of all these chapters.
那么这里头许多的经节都是这样子的。
God will accomplish his purpose and his plan.
神用心要成就他自己的计划。
And amazingly, in doing that, he even will use his people despite their failings, despite their failures, despite their sins.
很奇妙的，神在进行他自己的计划过程中，他仍旧用这些犯了罪、失败的人。
Think back to Genesis 12 and Genesis 15. God made promises to Abraham.
在创世纪第12章和15章，神对亚伯拉罕有一个应许。
God had a plan.
神有一个计划。
He said to Abraham, I will give you three things.
他告诉亚伯拉罕，我要给你三样东西。
I will give you land.
我要给你那一片地。
I will give you many descendants.
我要给你许多的后代子孙。
And I will make you a blessing to all the nations.
我要让你成为万邦的一个祝福。
God began to do that in Abraham's life despite Abraham's failings.
神在亚伯拉罕的生命里头就开始那样子的工作，虽然亚伯拉罕也是一个失败的人。
Abraham was a great man of faith, and yet he had some glaring weaknesses.
亚伯拉罕他是一个信心的伟人，而且在但是在他的生命里头也有非常显眼的一些弱点。
And now in Genesis chapters 37 to 50, we see how God continues to fulfill his plan despite the failings and weaknesses and sins of his people.
在创世纪第37章到第50章，我们看到神继续他的那个计划，不管这些他的选民是何等的败坏、犯罪、失败。
Consider Genesis 37 from last week.
我们可以回想到上一个礼拜的
Here's God's people, Jacob.
神他自己的选民雅各。
Though he suffered discrimination from his father, yet he inflicted discrimination on his children.
虽然他小的时候就受到父亲的偏待，但是他继续不断的偏待他自己的孩子。
Consider another of God's people from last week, Joseph.
上一个礼拜我们也提到过约瑟。
A spoiled brat, the favorite of his father, and a braggart, and yet God used him.
那么约瑟他是一个被宠坏的一个公子，是父亲的宠物，不断的吹牛自夸。
Consider the patriarchs, Joseph's brothers from last week.
我们看到约瑟他的那些哥哥们。
The only reason they didn't kill Joseph, their own brother, was so they could make money selling him into slavery.
他的这些哥哥所以没有把他杀掉，原因是能够把他卖掉来赚一些钱。
And then they connive to lie to their father to cover their sin.
然后他们彼此串通到他的父亲面前把这件事情瞒住。
And yet God uses their plot to fulfill His purposes.
但是神却用着他们的那个计划来完成神他自己的计划。
So last week we see how God uses a dysfunctional family to fulfill His plan for the nation and the world.
所以上一个礼拜我们看到神用这么一个非常的不能够正常功能、行功能的一个家庭来完成他自己在世界上的计划。
Now this week, Genesis 38 provides an important safeguard to Genesis 37.
那么这个礼拜我们看到创世纪第38章为37章设了一道提防。
You see, there's a danger to Genesis 37.
如果看到创世纪37章里头有一个危险。
If God will use us despite our individual sins,
如果神用我们，不管我们是何等的罪人。
If God will use our church despite our corporate failings,
如果神用我们的教会，不管我们教会是何等的失败。
Then we could draw the conclusion, it doesn't matter if we sin.
所以我们可以下了一个结论，那么大概我们继续犯罪也不会有什么关系。
We don't have to work on our weaknesses or our failings.
我们不需要在我们的罪和失败上头去下功夫。
So Genesis 38 corrects this notion.
所以创世纪第38章在这个原则上头有一些更正。
We see that God still uses His imperfect people to accomplish His plan.
我们看到神 是用他那些不完全的一些子民来完成他自己的计划。
As you read over Genesis 38, I trust that this sort of thing is not going on in your families.
当我们读创世纪38章，看到这些故事，大概不是发生在我们自己家庭里的一些事情。
Or if it is, I trust that you'll come and see your elders or pastors this week and get help with these things.
如果这些事情发生在你的家里，请你来看。
And yet it's extraordinary that despite all of Judah's many failings and sin, yet God uses him. At the same time, for the first time, we see someone, Judah, take responsibility for his sin.
但是第一次我们看到犹大甚至为他自己的罪
Throughout Genesis 38, the first feature that strikes us full in the face is the carnality of God's people.
创世纪38章里头最显眼的一个中心的主题就是这一个神的子民是那样子的属肉体的。Throughout
the chapter, we see Judah's carnality foremost.
在这一整章里头，我们看到犹大他自己的那个属肉欲的那个特质，那样子的明显。Notice
verses 1 and 2.
我们看到第一节到第二节。At
that time, Judah left his brothers and went down to stay with a man of Adullam named Hira. There, Judah met the daughter of a Canaanite man named Shua. He married her and lay with her.
38章第1节、第2节，那是犹大离开他弟兄下去，到一个亚杜兰人名叫希拉的家里去。犹大在那里看见一个迦南人名叫舒雅的女儿，就娶她为妻，与她同房。In
the Hebrew, basically what is described here is Judah went and he saw and he took the woman.
那从希伯来文来看这一节经节，犹大去了，他看到了。
It's a marriage based on looks and on lust.
这个婚姻是建立在眼睛上所看到的，建立在性欲上头的那一个反应。Like
the marriage between Samson and Delilah, it's a marriage based on chemistry over principle.
就好像圣经里头呢，参孙和大利拉的那个关系是根据那个性欲的反应，而不是根据一个原则。
It was a carnal marriage in a second sense.
那么另外有第二层的意思,
now I should add a little footnote. It's not carnal to think that your wife is pretty. It's merely carnal to marry her solely or primarily for that reason.
我们看到自己的太太很漂亮，并不代表我们是属肉体，而是如果我们结婚，单单因为她看起来很漂亮。
And the marriage is carnal in a second sense.
那么这个属肉体的这个婚姻有第二层的意思。
God had told the patriarchs not to marry outside the faith.
神告诉他自己的子民，不要娶这些外邦的女子为妻。
Abraham opposed Isaac's plan to marry a Canaanite.
那么亚伯拉罕，他不愿意这个以撒去，向这些迦南人的女子结婚。
Isaac opposed Jacob's plan to marry a Canaanite.
以撒不愿意，雅各去向这些迦南的女子结婚。
And yet Judah marries a Canaanite.
然后犹大却 和一个家人结婚。
For generations, God had called his people to marry inside the faith.
许多代下来，他们的这些先父们都告诉他们不要娶外邦女子为妻。
Judah finds a woman attractive outside the faith, and he marries her.
犹大看到这个外邦女子非常的吸引人，他就与她结婚。
It's a warning too to those today who would marry outside their faith. Or would marry purely on physical attraction.
对我们今日，那些与这些不相信神的人结婚，单单凭着肉体的那一个反应而结婚的人，也是一个警告。A
carnal marriage produces carnal children.
因为这个属肉体的婚姻会带出一些属肉体的子女。Notice
verses 6 and 7.
我们看到第六节和第七节。
Judah got a wife for Er, his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. But Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death.
犹大为长子儿娶妻，名叫他玛。犹大的长子儿在耶和华眼中看为恶，耶和华就叫他死了。And
in the Hebrew, Er's name is spelled the opposite way of the word wicked. So there's a pun here. Er, Er.
那么在希伯来文, 这个名字“耳”正好是这个“看为恶”那个字前后颠倒，那么所以在这个地方有一个文字上的一个很特别的调配。And
he was so wicked that God killed him.
因为他在神眼中是那样子的邪恶，神就叫他死了。And
then we see carnality in the second of Judah's children.
我们再看到神那个犹大的第二个儿子身上也是属肉体的。
Judah says to his son, according to Jewish tradition and according to Old Testament law,
犹大对他的儿子说，根据我们犹太人的律法,
if the elder brother dies without any children, then the second brother must marry the elder brother's wife and produce children for the elder brother.
如果这个大儿子他的死掉了，没有儿子的话，那么这个二儿子就应该与大儿子的这个妻子结婚。
Now Judah's carnality comes out again here.
这个点我们再一次看到犹大那个属肉体的特质。
Because he doesn't say to his second son Onan, he doesn't say, marry your brother's deceased brother's wife.
这里他并不是告诉他的那个二儿子恶男说你要和你大哥的妻子结婚。
He simply says, have sexual relations with her and produce offspring.
单单地说你要与你哥哥的妻子有性的关系，让他能够为哥哥传宗接代。
But Onan's carnality comes out in this.
但是恶男他自己的那个属肉体的特质也显出来了。
You see, if his elder brother doesn't have any children, then he gets his elder brother's inheritance.
如果大哥他死掉了，没有儿子的，没有子女的话， 那么我可以得到他所有的继承的一些产业。And
in Hebrew culture, as in traditional Chinese culture, the greatest inheritance went to the elder brother.
根据希伯来人的那个传统，这个家里的产业最大的一部分是归于长子的。So
God was calling on Onan to act against his own self-interest.
所以神看到恶男他那个 自以为中心的那个行为。
Produce children for your elder brother to perpetuate his name and forfeit your own inheritance.
为了能够替他的大哥传宗接代的话，他就会失去那个家里的产业。
Onan did not want to lose the inheritance.
厄南不愿意失去那个大哥继承的产业。
But in his own carnality, he doesn't mind having sexual relations.
但是他那个肉体的那个反应是他不介意有这种性上的行为。
So he acts as though he's obedient to God and to his own obligation.
所以当我们看到他应该是对神顺服，对这个律法来顺服的时候，
he still engages in sexual relations, but he practices a primitive form of birth control.
但是他有这个新的行为，他却在那个时候有这个生育的控制。
And so for the duplicity, he was wicked in the Lord's sight, and God put him to death also.
所以他那个行为也是心口不一，所以耶和华就叫他死了。
And we see again in the next part of this narrative how Judah is once again duplicitous, carnal.
接下去我们再次看到犹大他自己也是一个心口不一的属肉体的人。
Judah says to Tamar, go back home, live with your father. When my third son is old enough, then I'll give him into marriage to you.
他告诉他的这个女婿，塔玛，说你去回到你父亲的家里守寡，等我这个下面这个儿子长大的时候，我们再来。
That's what he said, but it's not what he intended.
他口上是这么说，但是他心里不这么想。
Because verse 11 tells us, for he thought, my third son also may die, just like his brothers.
因为我们看到经文里，犹大心里头想，我很担心我下面那个儿子示拿也会死，像他的哥哥一样。
So notice, Judah accepted no responsibility for his sin, and he accepted no responsibility for his son's sins.
所以犹大他对他自己的罪不能够承担责任，他对他儿子的罪也不能够承担责任。
He could have said, God killed my sons because of their sin.
犹大在这里可以说，神把我的儿子杀掉是因为他们犯了罪。
I must urge this third son to fulfill his responsibilities and not sin so that God will preserve his life.
我必须督促我的第三个儿子能够照着律法来行，所以他不会犯罪。
Instead, all he says is, this woman is bad luck. I better not have my third son marry her.
他却反而说，也许是这个妇人，这个女婿为家里带来不好的这个福气，而不是我自己的儿子。
And the next stage in the narrative sounds just like a Cantonese soap opera.
那么下面这一段，我们看到更是不像话的一段故事。
Verse 12, after a long time, Judah's wife dies.
那么过了许久，犹大的妻子舒雅的女儿死了。
And he goes up to join the shearing of the sheep.
他却去那些剪羊毛的人那里去。And
as many agricultural festivals, this was both a time of hard work and a time of celebration.
那在那个时候，这个剪羊毛的人当中有这一个很特别的节。
Now by this time, Tamar knows her father-in-law.
那么在这个时候，我们知道，塔玛知道他的那个岳父来了。
She knows what he's like.
她知道他岳父是一个什么样的人。So
she connives to trap him.
所以她也在那里用尽心机，想要来瞒骗他的岳父。
She took off her mourning clothes.
她把她做寡妇的衣裳给脱了。She
put on a veil to disguise her face.
她用帕子蒙住她的脸。She
dressed in seductive clothes.
她穿了一个很诱惑人的衣服。And
she sat in the gate at the entrance of the city where the prostitutes would sit when they're looking for customers.
她坐在亭廊路上，一拉引城门的口，来吸引别人来注意她。And
Judah saw her.
犹大看到,
and he, not realizing she was his daughter-in-law, he went over.
犹大不知道她是他自己的 媳妇。
And he said, "Come now, sleep with me."
他说来吧，我与你共寝。
Now remember when his son had died, he sent his daughter-in-law away to her father's home.
你记得当他的儿子死了之后，他把他的这个媳妇送到他自己的父亲那边去守寡。
He expects his daughter-in-law to sublimate her sexual desires, but he will not do the same when it's his turn.
他期望他的那个媳妇能够控制他那个性欲，他自己却不能够控制他的性欲。
Instead, in his carnality, he seeks out the services of a prostitute.
我们却看到犹大他自己去找这个他认为是妓女。
And consider how desperate he is.
看到犹大是那样子的迫不及待。
What will you give me? She says.
那么他妈问他说你要给我什么样的这些代价？
I will give you a kid, a young goat.
我要打发人去拿一只山羊羔来送给你。
By ancient standards, this was a rather high price for one session with a prostitute.
按照那个时候的习俗，给一个妓女这样子的礼物是一个非常高的代价。
She says, "How do I know you'll actually give me the goat? You don't have it with you now. How do I know you'll deliver on your promise later on?"
那么这媳妇说，我怎么知道你会把这个礼物会带来呢？
Leave me some collateral.
能不能够放一些押金？
Leave me your seal, your cord, your staff.
把你的印、你的袋子、你的账留下来。
It's like today asking someone for their credit cards, their driver's license, and their passport, all of them.
就好像今天我们要这个人把他的信用卡、驾驶执照、他的护照全部留下来。
And by this point, he's so desperate, he doesn't care. Okay, take it.
那么这个时候，犹大是那样子的迫不及待，没问题，全部拿去吧。
And in the next step, he finds himself deeper in trouble.
那么再接下去看到犹大更进一步的进到这个罪的中心。
Because he goes back home and he sends the goat.
他回去找人把那个羊羔打发人送来。
Notice, this is a man who reneges on his promise to give his son to his daughter-in-law in marriage.
那么这个人我们看到他把他自己的那个应许都把他否定掉的这么的一个人。
But he won't renege on his promise to give a goat to a common prostitute.
他却照着他的应许去找人把那个羊羔送来给一个妓女。
But she was missing.
但是他们找不到他。
And so was his seal, his cord, and his staff.
所以他的那个印袋子他的那个账就没办法换回来。
What should he do?
那么他应该怎么做呢?
Finally, he tells his servants, "Let's just keep quiet about it."
他最后他就叫他的仆人说，让我们不要继续去找了。
Otherwise, I will become a laughingstock.
否则我们会被人嘲笑，成为笑柄。
Just as though someone today had to go to the police and report that they lost their passport, their driver's license, and their credit cards to a prostitute.
就好像今天我们要有人去警察局去报告说他失掉了他的信用卡驾驶执照他的护照为了一个妓女的缘故。
Notice his carnality.
我们看到他那个属肉体的特质。
He has little concern for his daughter-in-law's welfare.
他对他那个媳妇的这个安好毫无顾虑。
But he has great concern for his own face.
他却为他自己的面子非常的顾虑。
And then the final stage.
那么在最后这个阶段
3 days later, Judah is told, "Your daughter-in-law is guilty of prostitution. Now she's pregnant."
三个月之后有人告诉犹大说你的媳妇他玛做了妓女。
And in his self-righteousness, he says, "Bring her out and burn her to death."
那么犹大自以为意，就说把她拉出来，把她烧了。
Notice his carnality.
我们看到他那个属肉体的那个性格。
He can go to a prostitute.
他自己可以去找妓女。
But she should be killed if she is a prostitute.
但是他的媳妇应该要被烧掉，如果他真正的嫖妓。
Finally, she's brought out and she sends a message to her father-in-law, I'm pregnant by the man who owns these seal and cord and staff.
所以他们就找打发人去见他的公公，对他说：“你看看这些东西是谁的，我就是从谁怀孕的。”
And finally, the light dawns on Judah.
终于，犹大心中恍然大明。
In verse 26, he concludes, "She, as a prostitute, is more righteous than I."
第36节，犹大承认说他的媳妇比他自己更有义。
Because I disobeyed God.
因为我没有顺从神。
I would not give her to my son Shelah.
我没有把我的第三个儿子与他结婚。
In the Old Testament, incest merits the death penalty.
在旧约里头，我们看到近亲有性的行为是一个死刑的一个情况。
And Judah here is confronted by God with his sin.
那么犹大在这个地方被神去指出他的那个罪孽的行为。
Not simply the sin of prostitution.
不单单是那个去找妓女的罪为。
Not simply the sin of incest.
不单单是近亲有性行为的那个罪。
But the sin of disobedience, which kept him from giving his son to his daughter-in-law as he was called to by God.
而且是他不向神顺服，把他第三个儿子与他的这个媳妇结婚。
But again, the central message we draw from this is not Judah's repeated, consistent carnality.
再一次，这一段的这一节经文所交代的中心信息，不再是犹大他自己那个不断按照他的肉体的肉欲而犯罪的那个故事。
The message we draw from this chapter is God's incredible grace in using people to fulfill His plan even when they are carnal.
在这里我们是看到神那个何等大的恩慈，即使这个犯了罪、属肉体的人，也能够在神的计划里头来用它，来成就神自己的目的。
Despite this, God's grace does not justify our carnality. He calls us to repentance.
即使是这样子，神的那个恩典，并不能够让我们继续不断的去做属肉体犯罪的一些事情。
Where do we hear of God's grace in this chapter?
那么在这一段经文里头，哪里我们可以看到神的恩惠呢？
In verse 27.
第27节。
When the time came for Tamar to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb.
他马将要生产的时候，我们看到她腹里是一对双生。
One of the boys was named Perez.
那么第一个是他的名字叫做法勒斯。
The other was named Zerah.
另外一个叫做谢拉。
Where else do we hear the name Perez?
在圣经的哪里我们看到这两个名字呢？
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 1-3.
马太福音第一章第一节到第三节。
This is the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
那么这个是耶稣基督他自己的家谱，向上一直推到大卫王，推到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
那么亚伯拉罕是以撒的父亲，以撒是雅各的父亲，雅各是犹大和他弟兄的父亲。
Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar.
那么犹大他是这两个孩子，就是法勒斯和谢拉这两个人的父亲。
Despite all of Judah's carnality, God blessed him. God used him.
即使犹大是那样子一个属肉体犯罪的人，但是神还是在用他。
Despite his selfishness,
即使他是以自己为中心的。
Despite his lack of concern for his daughter-in-law,
即使他对他自己的媳妇毫不关心。
Despite his refusal to acknowledge the sin of his sons,
即使他不承认他这个他前面儿子的一些罪行。
Despite his going to a prostitute,
即使他去看这些妓女，
despite his incest，
即使他是近亲有性行为，
God used Judah to fulfill his plan for the world，
但是神用犹大来完成他在世界上的计划。
In fact， in Matthew chapter 1 there are four women mentioned in Jesus' genealogy。
实际上在马太福音这个族谱里头有四个女人的名字被提到。
Three out of the four were questionable reputation。
这四个名字里头至少有三个在名义上头有一些问题。
Tamar committed incest。
塔玛近亲有性行为。
Rahab is probably the prostitute of Jericho。
拉合可能是耶利哥那个地方的妓女。
Bathsheba who committed adultery with King David。
拔示巴和大卫王有婚姻之外的性行为。
Yet God used these women and the men they were involved with to bless the world。
然而神却用这四位女子和他们所参与的行为的这些 男人 来行出神在世上的这些计划。
It seems painful to speak this way, and yet Matthew chapter 1 invites us to。
似乎读到这些经文很让人心痛，但是神要我们看这些经文。
This is the line of ancestors from which Jesus, the Son of God, comes。
那么 这些家谱里的这些人民正是耶稣基督所从这个家族里头所出来的这些人。
He is the descendant of incest, of prostitution, of adultery。
我们看到耶稣他却是这些犯近亲有性行为或者是有这些婚姻之外性行为这些犯罪的这些人的子女 子孙里头出来的。
We learn from Judah that God calls us to turn from our sin, to repent.
我们从这一故事里头看到，神要我们像犹大一样，能够在罪里头有悔改。
But we learn also that God does not easily give up on His people.
我们也看到神不轻易地放弃他自己的选民。
Still, He will use us to further His plans, even in spite of moral and spiritual failings.
神继续不断地要他的子民能够借着他的子民来行他在世界上的计划，即使这些子民里头在道德上头、在性上头有非常的败坏的行为。
We serve a God who does not give up on us.
我们服侍一位不放弃我们的一位神。
When we fail Him morally,He does not leave us.
当我们在道德上头败坏、冒犯了神的时候，他不会让我们离弃我们。
When we fail him spiritually, he stays by us.
我们在属灵的事上冒犯了神，但是神会继续的跟着我们。
There is always the grave danger that we'll take this for granted.
这里总是有一个危险，我们会把这样的故事拿来当作理所当然的。
We must never think that we can live however we wish, and still God will defend us and protect us.
我们绝不能这样子的想，无论我们的行为是何等的败坏，神还是会用我们，会跟我们一起同在。
He did kill Er.
他的确把那个大儿子Er杀掉。
He did kill Onan.
他的确把二儿子厄南杀掉。
And yet he did not give up on his people.
但是我们看到神没有放弃他的选民。
God will still use us even after failings and failure.
即使我们有那么多的败坏、失败，那么神继续的用我们。
This is the promise of both Genesis 37 and 38.
这是神在创世纪第37章、38章里头的一个应许。
Nothing can interfere with the purposes and plan of God.
没有任何人间的事情能够搅扰神在永恒里的那个计划。
Not even his corrupt, inadequate, and unexpected people.
即使我们的败坏，即使他子民的败坏和不纯正的那些情况，也不能够影响神在世上的那个计划。
And yet, from chapter 38, we also learn that he expects us to take responsibility for our failings.
但是第三十八章我们也看到神期望我们为自己的行为能负起承担一个责任。
And most of all, we celebrate the grace of God.
常常我们会庆贺神在我们身上的恩典。
Jesus, the son of David and Bathsheba.
那么耶稣是从大卫和拔示巴所生下来的。
Jesus, the son of Judah and Tamar.
那么耶稣他是从犹大和他玛的子孙里头下来的。
Jesus, the son of Rahab, the prostitute of Jericho.
那么耶稣是从那个妓女拉合的子孙里头出来的。
We celebrate the grace of God that He would use people like this as channels of salvation.
我们看到神竟会用这样子的人来施行他的恩典，是值得我们庆贺的。
We celebrate the grace of God that He would use people like us as channels of salvation.
神会用像我们这样子不争气的人来行他的旨意，也是值得庆贺的。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we would celebrate your grace.
天父，我们在这里庆贺你给我们的恩典。
We would ask for your mercy.
我们求你给我们那样子的恩典。
By your mercy, keep us from the sorts of sins that beset Judah.
靠着你的恩典，求你帮助我们避免犹大所犯的那些罪。
By your grace, use us as a channel of blessing and salvation.
靠着你的恩典，使用我们成为你那个救恩的一个祝福。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣基督的名，我们这样子祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.